What's up? Welcome to the Kind of Sort of Sports Podcast. I'm your host, John Browner. As always, it is Tuesday, September the 23rd. We are coming off of many, many entertaining sports topics. But as you know, here on the Kind of Sort of Sports Podcast, where we kind of talk about sports and we sort of talk about everything else, I'm sticking to the things that stuck out to me. Now, with the whole Ray Rice situation going on, I'm, again, not going to focus on that until they work all that out. The pitiful excuse that is Roger Goodell, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to wait for that thing to wait itself out. Because I'm just tired of seeing the speculation on every channel about what they're going to do next. Combing through every single statement with a fine-tooth comb, trying to find a person who you said this and you said that. So, I'm going to focus on other things that involve football. Now, how you show me love is by going to Facebook. I know this is completely out of left field, but I got to do this before I start the podcast. It's good practice for advertising. Go to Facebook, like the Kind of Sort of Sports podcast page, fan page, friend page. I don't know what the hell they're called anymore. You can always email me at kindofsortofsportspodcast@gmail.com. Now, at some point, we have to, as individuals, address things for what they are. At some point, we, as individuals and as a group, have to accept whether or not somebody's going to be more than what we hope they are. At some point, in the realm of sports, you have to accept whether or not your quarterback is just average. Now they say it takes about 20, I think the number is 27, 28 starts for a good football eye to see whether or not you have it. Now, I'm bringing up this situation because on Monday Night Football, we saw a glimpse of someone who I believe simply does not have it. I believe Chino Smith does not have it. Geno Smith is losing games for the New York Jets. That Jet defense outplayed the Bears, period. The Jets should have won that game if the offense, and this is a Bears fan speaking, if the offense for the Jets had been slightly serviceable. It was not. At some point, the Jet fan base, and I'm not saying turn it over to Michael Vick, because I don't really care at this point what happened to Michael Vick. I love watching Michael Vick when he's actually on the field playing, but he's far from doing that these days. So, I think that if you continue to focus on Geno Smith as your guy, Jet fan, you're going to continue to lose. There's nothing special about Geno Smith. He is average at best. Now, if you ask me, the last average quarterback to win the Super Bowl was Trent Dilfer. That's been more than a decade ago. We cannot, as a sports fan, like if you have a sports, if you have a team that you root for, if you're listening to this, I'm pretty sure you do. You can watch Cam Newton. And you know, yes, Cam Newton is going through struggles. He's going through growing pains. But you can look at Cam Newton and go, that guy is special. He has it. Whatever the it is. You can watch him. He has it. The injury prone Robert Griffin has it. You can see the talent. Geno Smith doesn't have it. Andrew Luck has it. At this point, he throws more interceptions often than he does touchdowns. But he wins the game. He has it. We keep waiting for Geno Smith to be something more than he is. Geno Smith is average. When you look at Blake Bortles, there's something there. There's above average talent there. I've seen enough of Geno Smith. I don't want the media telling me, because this morning, this entire thing came about because this morning I was listening to the Colin Cowherd show on ESPN, and he is either really, really hot or really, really cold in my opinion. And he was saying how the Jets lost that game. Rex Ryan lost that game for the Jets. Now, if you know anything about Colin Cowherd, as a host, he tends to do the Skip Bayless thing. I'm hoping he does the Skip Bayless thing. Because when he doesn't like somebody, he's all out on them. For instance, he once hated Pete. He's a Seattle native. He hated the hiring of Pete Carroll. Now, he's Pete Carroll's biggest fan. And it's laughable to hear him pat Pete Carroll on the back. When Pete Carroll first got that job out of USC, he murdered him every single chance he got. And now he's doing the exact same thing to Rex Ryan. You cannot watch that game last night where they lost to the Bears and tell me Geno Smith did not throw that game away. The Jets lost that game by 5 points. No, the Jets lost the game by 8 points. Geno Smith gave away 7 of them. Like, literally, the second play of the game, the second play of the game gave the Bears 7 points with a pick six to the house. Monday Night Football, great call by Mike Tirico, by the way. Gave them 7 points. And then throws away another 7 points with an interception in the end zone. So you can't tell me Geno Smith's not throwing these games away. You cannot blame this on the offensive coordinator. He's not throwing the ball. Rex Ryan's not throwing the ball. Geno Smith is throwing the ball. Geno Smith would be better if he was more like Chad Pennington, a above average quarterback and also a Jet who had a great career with the New York Jets. Because Chad Pennington didn't make silly mistakes. He was not as athletic as Geno Smith, didn't have nowhere near as strong an arm as Geno Smith, but he had it where Geno Smith doesn't have it. That's between the ears. When I watch Geno Smith, I can tell you right now, he does not have it. I hope Rex Ryan will see that Geno Smith doesn't have it before it's too late for him. Before Rex Ryan is holding a "we'll work for food" sign, fucking around with Geno Smith. Geno Smith is Jamarcus Russell. Okay? Geno Smith is Ryan Leaf. Geno Smith isn't even Jeff George. Okay? Geno Smith is in a class of players. He is the same statistical approach to it. Yes, he's won some games. He's come back from some games. But Geno Smith has never, ever had top flight potential. He ran an offense at West Virginia where they threw 5-yard passes and Tavon Austin ran for the other 60 yards. He's never had to read defenses. He simply doesn't have it. And so, back to my Colin Cowherd point. He's jumping down Rex Ryan's throat by saying that Rex Ryan lost that game, completely ignoring the fact that Geno Smith put 7 points on the board for the Chicago Bears, then took off 7 points the board of the Jets by simply throwing the ball for an interception in his own end zone. This is how you know, because I've listened to enough talk radio to know at this point. This is how you know that the host doesn't care for the person who they're speaking about. When they ignore the real reason why something happened, only to focus on something that had something to do with it, but not as big. In this case, Colin Cowherd's dislike for Rex Ryan's dysfunctional ways. Rex Ryan is very unorthodox. He doesn't do things the way that people do things now. He's not analytical. He's not gonna overwhelm you offensively. But Rex Ryan is a great head coach. So don't tell me, on one hand, still speaking about Colin Cowherd, that coaching up your guys, firing your guys up, getting guys to run through a wall for you doesn't work anymore, which is his argument for the entire first 15 minutes of his show. When that's not true, when the guy you praise in Seattle being Pete Carroll specifically runs his system on rah-rah, patting guys on the back, getting them to play extra hard for you. It's either one or the other. People like Colin Cowherd are waiting for you as a fan to not pay attention, just to take what they're telling you as fodder for the day and you can move on. People, do not ignore the real problem with the New York Jets. The real problem with the New York Jets is Geno Smith. Point blank, period.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Someone needs to call Charlie Strong and show him how that worked out for Mike Singletary. Someone needs to talk to Texas Longhorn coach Charlie Strong about where the can't play with him, can't win with him, can't do it attitude got Mike Singletary. Fired. On the sidelines, watching on Sundays. And I mean on his television, not from the sidelines. The attitude that Charlie Strong has taken to the University of Texas will get him ran out of the University of Texas far quicker than anyone had thought of. When Charlie Strong was hired at the University of Texas, it was a gigantic deal. Charlie Strong was the first African-American coach for the Texas Longhorns. And so, to me, that's not an achievement, by the way. But it was a to-do in the state of Texas. It was a pat on the back for college football that a minority, that being Charlie Strong and a minority in the coaching community when it comes to football, got a job of that magnitude. The University of Texas is probably the most well-funded football program in the country. And for Charlie Strong to now have been dismissed or kicked off 9 players off of his football team for disciplinary reasons is beginning to get out of control. Well, you know what? I mean, let me take that back. It's out of control. Charlie Strong, you are not raising a group of choir boys. You are running a football organization, not a program, a football organization. And to do that, you need some line walkers. You need some guys who will bend the rules. You need some guys who will bend the rules, but won't break the rules. Charlie Strong's zero tolerance type attitude is the reason why he'll be coaching back at a small college in 2 to 3 years. He has now dismissed 9 players. Texas damn near doesn't have 9 touchdowns, and we've played 3 games. It is a joke, an absolute joke, the way Charlie Strong is going about running his ship. Someone needs to tell him he's not at Louisville. Someone needs to tell him he is at Texas. And they don't care. They don't care how you win the games. It's whether or not you win the games. At the end of the day, in any professional sport, which for coaches in college football, it's a professional sport, winning is all that matters. Yes. You want guys who will go out and kiss babies and not rape girls and get DUIs and arrest. You want that, but every college campus has that. Every football program has that. Ask Urban Meyer. Ask Mack Brown. So for all those people who said that Mac Brown was getting a little too loose on the players, Charlie Strong is doing the complete opposite. He's going completely over the board on restrictions on his guys. This is an absolute joke. What I don't think Charlie Strong understands is he's now ruined 9 college scholarships for guys. 9 chances at an education for those guys. Now, granted, obviously those guys did what they did to get them kicked off the team. What it was, I don't know. They really don't disclose those things. But these are young men growing to be adult men. The way to go about doing this, Charlie Strong, is to show these young men some type of leeway and build their confidence. To show them, you did this wrong, this is the right way to do this. Educate them on how to rebound after a mistake, as opposed to dismissing players from your program left and right like you're the judicial system locking people up. This is probably going to be one of the quickest flameouts in major college sports that we have ever seen. Because there is a large contingent of boosters in Texas that didn't want Charlie Strong to get that job in the first place. Charlie Strong wasn't even their first choice for a black coach. Charlie Strong was the guy they ended up with because everyone was already taken. So when you start to ask yourself how you got the job, Charlie Strong, respect and understand what you need to do to keep that job. You were trucked by BYU. I will repeat that. You were trucked by BYU. We like to think that race isn't an issue when it comes to hiring and firing guys. We like to think that race isn't an issue when it comes to evaluation of candidates. In certain parts of the country, it is. And in Texas, it is. Race is an issue when hiring at a major university in the state of Texas. I'm sorry, that's the truth. If you don't like it, go jump off a building. This is the reason why Charlie Strong has to succeed. Because I believe that if Charlie Strong does not succeed, the next time we see a African-American coach head coaching University of Texas football, it will be another 60 years. Because the people down there running the show did not want you, Charlie. And the approach that you're bringing to the program is giving them flames for the fire in which why they did not want you, Charlie. You're blowing a golden opportunity, Charlie. Fix it. Get it right. Discipline your players, but by showing them that there are other ways to do things as opposed to simply dismissing them from the program. Charlie Strong, I don't think you will get a 10th member to kick off that football team. Because I think the next time you go to kick somebody off that football team, the administration will be kicking off you.
Fucking thing sucks!
And on a sort of portion of the program, I always like to give you guys something outside of the sports realm. And normally, I mean, I've been running dry in this category. Yes, we've got a ton of things happening with ISIS and Islamic states and guys jumping the fence at the White House. But what I want to talk about in the sort of portion of the program today doesn't deal in any of those things. The social separation that has occurred in our society is becoming to be alarming. I want to speak to something where I want a lot of you people to shut the hell up. Unless you do something about it, rich people don't lose their jobs. Owners can't be fired. I don't want to hear another person get pissed about Roger Goodell not being fired. He is a rich guy. and rich guys do not pay the price like you do. The people at Enron had to kill themselves. From guilt, whatever it was, they killed themselves. I think one of those guys went to jail. One. The mortgage collapse on Wall Street that caused our economy to collapse. Those fuckers still have jobs. Those people are still issuing loans, or not issuing loans, depending on how you look at it. Let's not get our pitchforks and march down the hall to fire somebody who you're just going to get yourself and your panties in a bunch about. What you need to focus on is how you get those people out. Not whether someone else will throw them out. If you want Roger Goodell to be fired, stop watching football. Stop watching the team you love. Stop watching random games. Stop watching Monday Night Football when your team's not involved. Unless your team is involved, don't watch. Don't watch. And then the national ratings for football will plummet. And then the message will get to the NFL front office. If you don't like what's happening with the banks, take your money out of them and put them in community banks. Put them in neighborhood banks so you can build within your community and watch what happens to the big bankers. They'll be fired. They'll go away. I stopped shopping at Walmart a long time ago. And is it a pain? Absolutely. But I just have to take another 2 minutes on my drive to find what I want as opposed to the 3 minutes I was doing before. Walmart was a convenience for me. But upon seeing what Walmart is doing with their employees and doing to their employees, which is causing the taxpayer, you and me, to fit the bill for what they want, I will no longer spend my dollar at Walmart. The only power you have when it comes to dealing with the super rich is to not spend your money, because that's how they got super rich in the first place. I'm John Browner. You've been listening to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. As I always say, never, ever give up. Peace.